Willie Hernan is the vice captain of the track walking team. What's our winner today, Willie, please?
We'll go Cash for Diamonds. Up over a mile, I think the course will go very close to winning.
Cash for Diamonds goes on to win.
Tracks, tips, trainers.
Mike Moroney, your best today, Mike?
Would be Hangman, yeah. He's got a really good racing brain, and we're confident he's trained on and things are good with him.
Hangman, 100 metres to go, stretches out beautifully, and a nice winner.
The Breakfast Club's got the early mail.
Yep, after a winner yesterday for Willie Hernan, the vice captain of the track walking team at $5.60, if you don't mind.
That was a significant day.
A big day for Willie.
If you track his form over the last month or so, it's been exceptional.
Well, no, I think you're confusing him with Sam. Willie's last two were disgusting. let's make that three. Let's make that four, five.
Really?
Yeah, no, Sam was the hot one. He had three in a row. He's going for three in a row, remember? But Willie was stinking it up. He needed the winner.
Didn't realise
he needed the winner, and he got a 560 winner yesterday. Well done, Cash for Diamonds, Willie Hernan. Good stuff. Not required today, though. Gets a chance to freshen up and back it up next time out for the early club, the early mail on the Breakfast Club, not the early club. But Robbie Griffiths might have a few for us today, Whitey.
Well, he's got three at Pakenham, so we'll see how we go with that, Robbie. Robbie, good morning.
Morning, Whitey.
We'll get straight into it because in race four you have number eight, Crystal Light, who is a first starter. What can you tell us about Crystal Light?
She's got good speed, has done everything right at home, horrible barrier, but shows no liking for soft ground. So we've had the sort of kick off on this track. And I think that, if she can get into a reasonable spot, she could be a place chance, but the job's going to be against John McNeil to get her into a good spot from that draw, unfortunately.
Yeah, gate 15. You couldn't do much worse than that. Race five, number two, Evolutionist, has been in really good form. Got a good barrier today. Brad Rawiller on board. Ticks a lot of boxes.
He does. He's our best for the day. His blinkers on first time last start was quite a good win. He was quite aggressive with the blinkers on, so we dropped him back to the 1,000 and kept him fresh. And it's a small and tricky race. The toppy won quite well last start as well. But I think that he does tick a lot of boxes, Whitey. I think he's our best for the day.
All right, Our Luca looks like it's going to run odds on. Do you fear Our Luca, or do you feel that your horse has got just as good a chance?
Look, you've got to fear Our Luca because he's, it's won 3 of 8 and he's, it's quite a nice... quite a nice horse, but and with the claim and everything like that, but our guy was quite good last start too, so I think that I'd certainly take on the challenge.
All right, so that's race five, number two, Evolutionist, Robbie's best. You've also, in race six, got number eight, Purely Royal, again drawing quite wide at gate 12.
Yeah, that's going to play a bit of havoc, the barrier draw there. She was all right last start at Ballarat. She finished off quite well. Hasn't proven herself at 14, but last start looked like she needed it. And you would think if Nathan Punch can get her into a reasonable spot, she's certainly a place chance for sure.
All right, but your best, definitely race five, number two.
Definitely race five, number two. And if you've got any concerns, you can have the Cronulla with the topic.
This is true. This is where Robbie comes on quite regularly because he gives us these exotic options to explore.
I quite like what he's done there. Robbie, good luck.
Thanks, Arthur.
All the best, Robbie Griffiths, with a couple of runners at Pakenham today, racing to Com Park on the synthetic. Race five, number two, his best. Now, it does give us a quandary because Our Luca won for us last week.
That's exactly what I was
thinking. For Jerome Hunter, who was very good to us with his information last week. So maybe the play is, as Robbie says, to get them both involved in our dollar expedition today. What do you reckon?
Oh, gee, Robbie sounded confident. Robbie's usually a little reserved.
That's true.
With heaping praise on his chances. Maybe both.
We can't have both. $1.80 is not going to help
us. No, we have Evolutionist, the win, and then the Quinella.
Oh, a $2 investment. Yeah, we can have two because we have been unable to try. Oh, no, we've got Sean Matherick. We were struggling to get hold of him, but he's got a couple of runners today, Sean, so we'll do that. Sean, good morning.
Morning, boys. How are you?
Going all right, buddy. You've got a couple for us today at Pakenham. Race 6, number 4, Crypto Pier Rocks. It's an interesting name, but...
It'd be one that Jimmy would like to back.
But it's got some form on the synthetic. You confident today?
Yeah, he's going good. The horse is going really well. Big drop in class, so obviously it goes up in weight, but just a little bit of speed and up forward, and I think it'll be very strong to the line.
Rightio. So are we pretty confident? I mean, how confident are you with this? Because Red Liberty, number two, will probably start favourite.
Is that the maiden winner?
That's correct, yeah.
Yeah. I'm really confident.
Right, I like this. This is good already. This is really good already.
This is phone activity during the news.
And then you've got race 9, number 13, Tycoon Kate involved. Again, some pretty good form on the synthetic. Second last start at this track over the distance. What are we thinking today?
Well, funny horse to work out. I love running second with her. But I think today might be her day. It looks like the right race. She's got a nice draw. She's just swapped things a little up how I trained her, just change things around a bit. She seems to be really thriving, so I'm expecting her to go very close today as well.
Well, what do we do here, Sean? Are we backing both your horses today?
I reckon you'll go broke if you back Griffo, so just stick with that and you'll have a fortune.
That sounds like a hell of a plan to me. We appreciate your time, Sean. Sounds like a good hand. Go well.
Okay, thanks.
Good stuff, Sean Matherick with two today. And race 6, number 4, Crypto Pier Rocks, he's super confident about. And then race 9, number 13, he's also pretty confident. You know what we're going to do?
Get involved.
We're getting involved today. We're having $3 bets. We're going to go all three of them. Evolutionist, race 5, number 2. We're going to back both the Sean's because we'll get some value with Tycoon Kate, I reckon. Race 9, number 13, but also race 6, number 4, Crypto Pier Rocks. We're going to get involved with Sean. We're going to back him in. And we support Robbie, unlike Sean. We support Robbie, and we think Evolutionist can get the job done in race 5. Good luck if you're getting involved today. Do so responsibly. Otherwise, just cheer him home for good fun, like we do most days of the week.